about say you don't use in the house or anything. This old bucket, because that's a slop bucket.
Ah. Yeah. What kinds of, back in the old days, what kinds of utensils, what kinds of things did your mother have to cook in? You know, like what did she fry her eggs in?
We call them skillets.
Skillets?
Yeah, skillet.
What would it be made of?
Well, it'd be made out of iron. Yeah, it's iron skillet.
Okay, was there ever a kind that had legs on it?
Yes, that's a pot.
That was a pot?
Yes.
What did you use it for?
Well, to boil vegetables in. Yeah.
All right, now would she put that, where would she put that, on the stove?
On the stove. And back in them, when folks used to cook on the fireplace, they'd have a bed of coals there, live coal, and sit that pot on there and put a lid on top of the pot and get some of them coals, put on top of the lid.
All right, now how big were the, how tall were the legs on this pot?
Oh, they'd be about that long.
About 3 inches?
Yes, something like that.
Okay, was there ever anything that looked kind of like a skillet that had legs on it?
Well, they used to have some skillets when you had legs on, when you used to cook on the fireplace. But as you got the stove, skillets don't have no legs now, since then. So when you find an old skillet like that now, it's worth something to find something like that now.
Yeah, did you ever hear those called ovens?
Yes.
Was that what?
Well, that oven, that's a lid. That oven, it had a bottom and a top. That oven, it had a bottom and a top to it.
When you said bottom and a top, you're talking about?
Well, we call it a cover.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a cover.
I follow. Yeah. That was the kind that you put the coals on
top
of?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I see.
That's right.
There was something that if you wanted to boil water, you said on the stove that you would use the pot to boil water.
Well, you call it a kettle.
Yeah, was that the same thing?
Yeah, no.
They were different.
A tea kettle, you'd call it. A tea kettle.
Did it have a spout?
Yeah, it had a spout. Had a handle and a spout. You pour it out, you know. Had a lid on it, and you pour it out a spout.
I see.
That's right.
If you were washing, what did you boil your water in outside?
Well, we used to have what's called wash pots. We were iron wash pots. We boiled the clothes.
And I've run across something else over here too that interests me. When you boiled your clothes, right?
Yeah.
You washed them. Then what did you take them out and put them on?
You used to put them on a battling, what's called a battling block.
Yeah, that really interests me.
Well, a battling block about so high.
About four feet high.
And you take a.
What was it made of?
It's wood.
Part of a tree?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Part of a tree. And you'd have your battling stick, maybe a big old paddle. You dip them clothes out there and put them on top of that battling block. And you take that paddle and you battle. And dirt be just a flying.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine.
Then
it
you
seems
turn
like
it over.
That would have ruined turn the
it, No, it wouldn't. Have. Turn them over and bam, bam, bam. Turn it over. Bam, bam. And get through and rinse and rinse and them clothes white. They're clean. And the other thing, in them days, people didn't have no, what you call now, soap like you have now.
Yes, sir.
They had, they called, make lye soap. Called lye soap. They folks made that soap. You see, take ashes, oak ashes or hickory ashes, and put them in a barrel or something or other, and on a, kind of put them on a slant, some boards on it. And pour water in there on top. That's why you said lye coming out, running down. And it is strong. You better not taste it. It didn't even burn your tongue up.
Yeah.
That lye come running out. Well, you take that lye and put it in a barrel or something, a tub, or you will put it in amongst your old bones or any kind of animal bones or anything, old meat you didn't want or anything. And you pour that lye in there where it was. And that'll eat that stuff all up, just eat it all up. Then you put that in, take that stuff and put it in a pot, cook it, it'll come thick soap, make thick soap. And they wash with that.
You bathe with it too?